All those busy kids going to all those activities, of course, need parents to drive them around. Lots of parents with minivans, like commentator Desiree Cooper.
Okay. My daughter goes to school in all-girls high school in Farmington Hills, Michigan. That's about 20 miles from my house in Detroit. My son went to an all-boys high school in Orchard Lake, Michigan, 20 miles in a different direction from my house. My daughter's piano lesson is on the way to her school, but it's nowhere near where I work in downtown Detroit. And my son's baseball games are all over the metro area, sometimes even in Canada. So, just to pick up the kids every afternoon and to get them where they needed to be, I had to spend about 3 hours every day carting them around like nomads in a minivan. For a while, I was a resentful bundle of road rage. My radio was stuck to the traffic and weather reports. I was on a first-name basis with a dozen gas station owners. Finally, when I couldn't take it anymore, I decided to reclaim the commute. I began to time my drive when my favorite radio shows were on the air. I stocked provisions like a pioneer hitting the Oregon Trail, granola bars, water bottles, sticks of gum, even a change of clothes. I kept a soft, fleecy blanket in the back seat for those cold Michigan days when I didn't want to keep the engine running while waiting for my daughter. The blanket was such a fixture around my shoulders, my daughter dubbed it Mr. Friendly. When my son finally got his license and my daughter's school got a bus service, I found myself with an extra 3 hours every day. I reveled in the ability to stay at my desk until 5. My job became much more pleasant when I actually had time to do it. Suddenly, I was included in afternoon coffee breaks with coworkers and in those spontaneous meetings to iron out problems that I never even knew existed. I felt like a real grown-up. But funny thing, however liberating it was to spend my money on lunch rather than gas, I found I somehow missed the driving. Every day at 2 p.m., the office would become unbearable and my right foot would just ache for the kiss of the accelerator. I missed listening to my favorite radio shows and I longed for Mr. Friendly. And most of all, I missed the time with the kids in the middle of the day when their hurts and triumphs were ripe for sharing. They say that anything can become normal, and it can. Even the gas-guzzling, time-sinking, mobile prison of an endless commute.
Desiree Cooper is a columnist for the Detroit Free Press.